بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ونبينا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين، أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة وكشف بها الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلى الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العظيم. Brothers and sisters in Islam, respected listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our weekly program. And let us begin our program with a dua to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for each and every Muslim who's in difficulties. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah make it easy for our mothers and our sisters, those who are widow and divorced, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant sabr to all our sisters in Islam, those who are facing a marriage problem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a decision from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to carry on with the life, or may Allah ease her difficulties inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, our topic today is Surah Yasin. But before we come to the studio, I receive a call from our respected listeners, our sister in Islam, and she's complaining that the husband is physically abused her. And amongst the favor of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that he gave Ummatul Islam deen, the deen of mercy, the deen of muhabba, the deen as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala described Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a rahmatul alameen. And unfortunately, that man is beating his wife or abusing his wife by using the name of Allah and his Rasul. We as a Muslimin believe that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made a muhabba between the couples under the shade of Allah and under the protection of Allah. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did encourage the ummah, istawsu bin nisa'i khayrah, be kind and do good to the women and the female. Brother and sister in Islam, I cannot imagine a man believes in Allah and following his Rasul, and he physically abuses his wife. Deen of Rahmah doesn't let me and you to abuse even the animal. The deen of mercy, and Nabiul Rahmah, the Sunnatul Rahmah, doesn't allow you to be harsh to your wife. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his final words was An-Nisa, An-Nisa. Surah in Quran, it's called Surah An-Nisa. Brother and sister in Islam, my message on this case, that inshallah, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave you that ni'mat of zawaj, or that ni'mat of marriage, you must understand that it is amanat. It is a hisab on the day of Qiyamah. It is the amanat which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave it to you. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant sabr to all our sisters and mothers who's under the abuse of the husband. Make sabr, because many of our wives and our mothers and our sisters, they make sabr and sacrifice and qurbani for the sake of the children, for the sake of the izzah of the family, for the sake of the children, for the sake of Allah, for the sake of peace. They make sabr for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, be with these women. Oh Allah, grant her quwwat and reward her for that qurbani and that sacrifice. Brother and sister in Islam, we have to teach our sons when they married, is not ownership. This woman are not slave of you. This woman is a partner. This woman is shariq, is a partner with you in dunya and in akhirah and jannah. So, fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in this amanat which Allah gave it to you. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save the Ummah of Islam from any evil which take them away to the road of kufr, the road of the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Women are weak. And when I talk about women, I talk about that amanat which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave it to us, our daughters, our mothers and our sisters, and it's counted as a du'afa, as a powerless people around us. I know women, they talk so much, the women, they're screaming, and the women, they get angry fast, but Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described them as a qawarir, a very soft and very sensitive crystal glasses. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَهَلْ تُرْزَقُونَ إِلَّا بِضُعَفَائِكُمْ. Don't you know that the rizq come because of this type of people? The wife is a barakah in the house. The wife, it's enough that you take her under the kalam of Allah and under the ahd, the covenant of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, grant hidayah to all our brothers to fear Allah in their wives and must make sabr. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تغضب. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, do not get angry. Do not get angry. Make sabr, sabrun jameel. We don't want to shake the arsh of Allah. We don't want to encourage our wives and our sister to ask talaq to shake the arsh of Allah. Hold, hold for the pleasure of Allah. Allah reward you. Allah give you ajr for that. Allah grant you sabr inshallah and strength to take that. May Allah give your husband hidayah. May Allah give him hidayah so that you and him inshallah enter Jannatul Firdaus with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is a test of Allah to the wife. It's a test of Allah for that man. Any man who treating his wife as a dictator, who is trying to misuse that power which Allah gave it to him, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will snatch the barakah from his life and the justice of Allah will come on that man in his lifetime. That's why we say to our brothers, do not wait for the azab of Allah and do not let your wife become the means and the cause for you to suffer in the qabr and to suffer in akhirah. May Allah make it easy for all of us. And I'll make a special dua inshallah for our mothers and our sisters who are suffering because of that marriage problem. And I'm telling them now, make sabr, don't ask talaq, hold for the pleasure of Allah. Remember the story of Asia and how she dealt with Fir'aun. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant her house and palace in Jannah with Khadija radiallahu anha and Fatima and Aisha radiallahu anhum. May Allah make it easy for us inshallah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, our program is a live program. For any inquiry or any feedback, you can WhatsApp me or SMS me on 072-144-0717. 072-144-0717. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for all those on difficulties. Ya Allah, make it easy for the ummah to practice the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to leave this dunya with khair and reward and jaza'ul khair inshallah. Brother and sister Islam, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated the hadith that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, seven people are under the shade of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in a day of qiyamah, under the protection of Allah in a day of qiyamah. We know that protection of Allah is the best protection in Akhirah because He's Malik Yawm al-Din. The first one of them, Imamun Adil, a fair ruler. When we say a fair ruler, start from the husband, the shepherd, everyone who got authority on someone. You are ruler of your children, ruler of your wife, ruler of your home, at work, father, manager, whatever. So, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala promised that one who is fair. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the ummah, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-adla fi al-rida wal-ghadab. O Allah, assist me and I'm asking you to help me to be fair on my time of anger and also fair in the time of happiness and pleasure. Anger causing us to be unfair. Ummah al-Islam, be fair. Be fair in each and everything. be fair because zulm, injustice, it is a very big wound in the heart of the ummah. Why we have family problem? Why we have a problem with our family? Because we feel, maybe we are right or wrong, that justice is not there. Why we have so much fight in our life? Because we feel that we receiving injustice. Brother and sister Islam, the name of Allah is Adil. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala ask me and you to be fair, to be in that process of justice till the day of Qiyamah. Another group of people, Allah will put them under the shade of Him and protection of Him on the day of Qiyamah. That shabun nasha'a fi ibadatillah. A youth person, a young person, grow up in the ibadat of Allah. Why? Because in this type of age, when our youth and young boys receive iman and hidayah, the elderly people will never suffer in their life. The father will get helped by his children. Youth will carry the amanat of the ummah. And imagine the person, you got his prime time, very healthy, very young, and then he got power to use it in ibadah. The greatest ibadah, great in sujood and umrah and tawaf, when you are young, knows what you're doing, and you are able to do what you want to do. Look at the sujood of elderly people. Look at the qira'at of the recitation of elderly people. Look at the effort of elderly people. And unfortunately nowadays, our youth, our young boys and girls are very far from ibadah. And that's why we see our elderly people are good in ibadah because our young boys are not good in ibadah. Youth, 70% of the Muslim population are youth. Children, teenagers. Future of the ummah are the children. Imagine that young boy who faced so many challenges now and he's going for jama'at, reading Salatul Fajr, that it's called the future of the ummah and give us glad tidings that this ummah will be fine. But when see the Muslim ummah under attack and the youth are went astray and pulled out from the path of Allah, we will have stress that this ummah will be under attack in the future. So, shabun nasha'a fi ibadatillah. A youth, a young person, grow up in that ibadah or in the ta'a, obedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The third person, that rajulun qalbuhu mu'allakum bil masajid. A person, his heart attached to the mosque. Masjid is his home. Masjid is his way of peace. Masjid, salah, it is his the coolness of his eyes. Salatul jama'ah is the most guaranteed salah. So, amongst the people who receive that shade of Allah, protection of Allah, a person admire to be by the mosque of Allah, the station which we send our ibadah to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and in salah, you having all the pillars of Islam. You facing Kaaba, you are fasting on salah, you make zikrullah, and also you sacrifice that time which you make money to pay your zakat, so you will find all the pillars of Islam while you are there on the musalla, standing between the hand of Allah. The fourth person will be under the shade of Allah or the protection of Allah. Two people, رَجُلَانِ تَحَابَّ فِي اللَّهِ. Two people are love each other for the pleasure of Allah. اِجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ. They see each other and they gather for the sake of Allah. اِجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ, it means they come together for the pleasure of Allah. When we come together, I mean on salah, it's a pleasure of Allah. When we go for Hajj, it's a pleasure of Allah. When we visit each other, it's for the pleasure of Allah. So just make that niyat, that me and you will sit together here for the pleasure of Allah. It's called the robe of Allah. وَعَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا Ummatul Islam, we need to know each other for the pleasure of Allah. I know there is some reason to link me and you. Business, marriage, traveling, neighborhood, but we want to put that pleasure of Allah first. Brother and sister in Islam, ask those who make clubs or organizations who do make league, or those who just come together. When you sit with someone, ask yourself, why? Why I'm here? When we visit each other, when we greet each other, ask yourself, for what reason you say assalamu alaikum to that man? Lillah. Lillah. And it's very easy. Just to correct your niyat, attention, and you say, I need that man for the sake of Allah. So, رجلان تحابا في الله واجتمعا عليه. They came together for the sake of Allah. وتفرقا عليه. And they depart or separate themselves also for the sake of Allah. What is تفرقا عليه? They die with this muhabba. They remain loving each other for the pleasure of Allah till the last day of their life. Because that when we see our friendship, we see our relationship, because it's not based on the hub of Allah, it doesn't last long. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh, he said that when your friendship got ended, you must know that one of the friends committed a sin. Either maybe you or maybe him. And we see amongst the women, they got so quickly friendship. And also break quickly. It was not for the sake of Allah. So when you have a friend, and then suddenly, he just separated from you, doesn't know you anymore, before you blame him, say, what type of sin I committed, that's why he left me. Or maybe he committed a sin, and Allah separated me and him. That's why we have to separate each other, for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ummatul Islam, that is the fourth person will be under the shade of Allah, protection of Allah in the day of Hashr and day of Qiyamah. Number five, رَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُمْ رَأَةً ذَاتَ مَنْصِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ. A person, a woman called him, but this woman has a status, has authority, and beauty. I know when we talk about the relationship between a man and women, the first thing come to our mind is zina, because you say, this man, why you walk with that woman like this? But also that is unfair. But here in this hadith, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam meant that women call him for haram. And we know that when women call, it's become more easier for men, which means half job for the men. It's very hard when the men ask. So, the women, that are mansib. It means the lady got authority. She got jah. She got sultan. She got authority. So no one will talk. It saves zina. They call it saving zina. That are mansib. So they got authority. Maybe he's working for her. Or maybe she's got some words on him. Wajamal, and also a pretty woman, the beauty of the woman. So authority and that beauty. And I think that relationship between men, because of this two, why you marry that lady? Because she's rich, or she's my boss, or maybe she's a beautiful and she's pretty woman. Very easy when the men see these two qualities of the women, run for her. Qala, he said, after this lady called him, Inni akhafu Allah. Indeed, I fear Allah. Qala, yeah, said to who? Said to that woman. He said to that woman, Inni akhafu Allah. Indeed, I fear Allah. I don't know which man this is going to say like that. Yes, we have some people in our life they did say astaghfirullah. He been in that situation, and he said, inni akhafullah, that yakhafullah, yakhshawunallah, ya bil ghaib, the unseen fear. Qala laha, said to her, inni akhafullah. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala appreciated that from him, because he was saved to make zina. There's so many chance for him to make zina, but he said to that lady, no, and he gave her da'wah. When you tell that woman, astaghfirullah, you wake her up, and she must know that Allah is there, and it is a da'wah. It is a call to her to fear Allah as well. So, rajulun da'at humratun, ذات منصب وجمال. And then he said to her, إني أخاف الله. Indeed, I fear Allah. What a nice word that person can say. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will protect that person under his shade on the day of Qiyamah. And wallahi, we do see in our life many people face that situation, and Allah save them. Number six, that person will be under the shade of Allah and the protection of Allah. رَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا. A man gave a charity, but he hide it and make it secretly. حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمُ شِمَالَهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينَ. So that his left hand does not know what is his right hand give. Must give sadaqah hidden. Yeah, but his ayah in Quran said, سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَا. The ulama said, okay, zakat you can say openly, but sadaqah, you try to make it secretly. Why? Because zakat, no one will say, wow, because it's a haqq of Allah, so you can talk openly. I paid my zakat yesterday. But the sadaqah, not everyone involved in it. It's a secret between you and Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So, if you want to open that sadaqah for reason, or you hide it for reason, so inshallah, sadaqah comes from sidq. And he said, حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمُ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينَ. It's called صَدَقَةُ الشُّكُر and صَدَقَةُ الذِّكْر. What is صَدَقَةُ الشُّكُر? When you receive the ni'mat of Allah, pay it charity, it's called صَدَقَةُ الشُّكُر. When you face calamity, you pay the charity, you pay sadaqah, it's called صَدَقَةُ التَّضَرُّع, or you begging Allah to lift that calamity from you. Brother and sister in Islam, I have a lovely hadith of my Nabi about seven people will be under the shade of Allah, I mean the protection of Allah. And the number six we mentioned now, it's called the person who gives sadaqah secretly. And zakat, we got an option to make it secretly, or you gave it to be example for the people. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will accept that sadaqah as sadaqatu shukr when you receive the ni'mat of Allah, and will count it as a sadaqatu dhikr when you have some hardship and calamity. Hafiz Bilal asked me to stop for a break. Inshallah, we'll continue after the break.
Devlin Cash and Carry. We are wholesalers of groceries and household products. For all your business and household needs, trust us for the best deals in the market. Devlin Cash and Carry. The place where you pay less and always get more. Corner Klepkas and Piston Road, Devlin. Contact us on 011-989-8800.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. On the authority of the son of Omar, may Allah be pleased with them both, who said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took me by the shoulder and said, be in the world as though you were a stranger or a wayfarer. The son of Umar, may Allah be pleased with them both, used to say, when retiring at night, do not expect to live till morning, and when you arise at morning, do not expect to live till evening. Make use of your health before your illness, and make use of your life before your death. Related by Al-Bukhari.
SANTAC, Radio Islam satellite signal provider, has once again changed our decoder settings. We have in place a dual frequency connection period, which means that both the old and new settings will work until the 31st of August 2015. As of the 1st of September 2015, your decoder will only work with the new settings. Under the circumstances, retuning may be done by the following. Oneself, using the DIY instructions on our website, www.radioislam.org.za. Bring your decoder in for retuning at Radio Islam's offices from Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in Lanasia, 35 Cuckoo Avenue. Phone our call center during office hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on 011-854-7022. And receive instructions on how to retune your decoder. If you are tuning your decoder on your own, you will require a TV monitor. Our technical team will be visiting different areas throughout South Africa. In the Gauteng province, our team will be in Brits on Monday the 24th of August, 35 Scutter Street, contact number 082-375-9375. In Lodium, on Tuesday the 25th of August, 359 Mink Street, contact number 071-878-9748. Technicians for the Gauteng region, Ibrahim Shah, 079-138-4961. Molana Ibrahim Pirali, 074-034-7860. Abdul Haq Panchbhai, 074-786-7860. Safwan Khan, 061-257-5789. Please bring along your remote for retuning.
Sedges, situated in Vereeniging, your one-stop family shop. Get up to 35% off youthful, casual, and kiddies branded clothing for the lovers of functional art. Try our Carol Boys range. Look in our exquisite furniture and linen department. Tasteful furniture, decor, and advice to matching linen and curtains. Treat yourself to the beauty of designer jewelry, watches, sunglasses, and formal wear to suit your taste. Sedgers, your original family store, where personal service is guaranteed. Discover the Africa of your dreams. Relax beneath her serene sunsets and explore wildlife at its natural best. It's where the pride of Africa comes together. The Kwantu Private Game Reserve. Get to know the Big Five or cruise on an elephant safari game drive and enjoy world-class halal cuisine while we pamper you during your five-star stay. For reservations, call now on 042-203-1400 or visit kwantu.co.za.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Welcome back, brothers and sisters in Islam, and once again we say shukran that you are listening to our program, and shukran jazilan for Hafiz Bilal. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward each and every one here, and shukran jazilan that many of our brothers are sending some messages, and we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah Rabbul Izzah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the muhabbat of khair. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala increase our iman so that we can practice the deen and the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before the break, I was talking about the seven people, as Sayyidina Abu Huraira narrated the hadith, that sab'atun, seven people, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will put them under the shade of him or under the protection of him on the day of Qiyamah. The first one was Imamun Adil, the fair ruler, and the person was his heart attached to the mosque, and two people love each other and gathered for the sake of Allah and separated for the sake of Allah. And then a person, a woman called him, that woman is the woman of authority, wealth, and woman of beauty, and he said to her, Inni akhafullah, and a person who gives charity with his his left hand does not know what is his right hand. It means secretly. And number 7, وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ خَالِيًا. The person who remembered Allah alone or lonely. خَالِيًا, it means quietly and separately without anyone with him. When we remember Allah by ourselves, when you are alone and you remember Allah, indeed you are free from hypocrisy. You are not hypocrite. Because when you remember Allah and you fear Allah, while no one watches you, it is a taqwa of Allah, it's called khashiya. رَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَهُ. Then his eyes or his tears flow and he start to cry. Separately and he cry. We know the tears is an indication of what is in the heart. And nowadays we find a person who knows how to cry because he's pretending. But I want that person not to cry in the front of the people or in the public. I want the tears come secretly while he's alone and lonely. And Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam promised these people who got tears as a mosquito bite. Little bit of drop flow from your eyes, you will never suffer the azab of akhirah. So the ulama, when they read this hadith, they say, why? Why we remember Allah and we cry? Maybe we remember Allah because we have committed a sin and we start to cry, that is tawbah. Maybe we cry because we're missing some ni'mat of Allah, no children, no hajj, no married, and you said that I will make sabr for the sake of Allah, that is iman. Maybe you cry because you love Allah so much and you're missing and longing to Allah so much, that is called ishq and muhabba. Or maybe you dhakar Allah because of the ni'mat of Allah, that you remember the bounty of Allah on you. How can you don't be grateful to Allah and you make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He give you children and wealth and ni'mah and health? So you ask the person why you're crying, he will give you so many reasons. So, what a nice person when his eyes agreed to drop some tears because of some reason which Allah accepted. As I said, we cry because we worry about our guna and sin, that is tawbah. Because we're missing something, we make sabr, that is called iffat. And muhabbat of Allah, or the love of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. These 7 people under the shade of Allah, only they can achieve that if they make sabr. Sabr like that. Imamun adil, a fair ruler, need to have patience, sabr. Shabun nasha fi ibadatillah, young boy grow up under the ibadah of Allah, obedience of Allah, also need a lot of sabr. The person who has heart attached to the mosque needs a lot of sabr for Salatul Fajr. 2 people love each other for the sake of Allah. They have no worldly things or no other reason besides the love of Allah. Also need sabr because people nowadays, they know each other for a benefit. And رَجُلٌ دَعَتُهُ مْرَأَةً ذَاتَهُ. That man or the lady called him, that's a lady of authority, a lady of beauty. Also he made that because he had sabr. Sabr عَنِ الْحَرَامِ. And the person who gave secretly sadaqah also sabr, because sometimes we attack the rich people and say, they don't pay, they don't help, but Allah knows. Sayyiduna Zainul Abidin bin Ali, the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they only know him that he was helping people and carrying the water to them in the time of his ghusl, in his janazah. Because he used to hide this act for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then, all of that, and that person who cry also secretly need a lot of sabr, because nowadays we like to complain to someone. We like to cry in front of someone to share with us. But what about if that mother go to the dark room and cry to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? All of that these people needs the fuel of this act. It's called sabr. What can we learn from this lesson, brother? That justice. Watch out the desire, the iffat, ibadah in the mosque, treatment and behavior and conduct with each other, our relationship must based on Allah, and also secret ikhlas and sincerity when we give the sadaqah, and also the chaste Muslim under the shade of Allah. So, justice because of that ruler, youth, shahawat, the desire, masjid, ibadah, sadaqah, for the sake of Allah, and also secret and ikhlas, dealing with each other, loving each other for the sake of Allah, chaste person, the one who remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and he stay away from the haram for the pleasure of Allah. It's very nice hadith, and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, indeed it is an inspiration from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We learn from this hadith, that message for the young boys and girls. Allah will accept your iffat and your izzat. When you stop yourself from that challenging which we see now, the cell phone, the computer, the internet, all that facade around us, inni akhafu Allah, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant you the protection and the shade in the day of Qiyamah. In Ramadan, it is the fear of Allah in Ramadan. Another thing, we have secrets between us and Allah. No one allowed to interfere between me and Allah. Allah is calling us every day, come and cry to me. I will accept it as a tawbah. I will accept it as muhabbah to me. Allah wants you to give sadaqah secretly. You cry secretly. You make salah. And you lower your gaze and stay away from haram for the pleasure of Allah. Now you become a slave of Allah and a proper Abdullah. Name of Allah is justice. Allah wants the ikhlas. When you read this hadith, you see how Allah tabarak wa ta'ala inspired Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to adjust our mood and our personality. Justice, money, ibadah, feeling, tears, emotion, yes. Brother and sister in Islam, I invite you to read again this hadith and to think about Imam Adil and that young boy who grow up in the ibadah of Allah, the person whose heart attached to the mosque, two people love each other for the sake of Allah, always dealing with each other for the sake of Allah, and the person was in the fitna of zina, and he said to his partner, or his party, or that opposite party, Inni akhafu Allah. He mustn't say to himself. He must tell his partner, the one who called him to zina, Inni akhafu Allah. Exactly like Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam and many Muslimin were facing that sin. And then, a person who gives secretly sadaqah, it's called the secret between him and Allah, and the person who got some tears out of the fear of Allah or the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We ask Rabbul Izzah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala fill our tears with the true tears. May Allah fill our eyes with the true tears for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah Rabbul Izzah tabarak wa ta'ala soften our hearts so that we can feel the kalam of Allah or the words of Allah. Rabbana, innana sami'na munadiya yunadi lil iman an aminu bi rabbikum fa amanna. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, before we end our program, I just want to encourage Ummah nowadays to read Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin is the secret of the Ummah nowadays. I know the whole Quran, inshallah, is a help of the Muslim, but we need Surah Yasin. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the hadith narrated by Sayyidina Anas, that Yasin is the heart of Quran. Narrated by Tirmidhi, that whosoever read Yasin, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will write the reward of 10 times reading Quran. Surah Yasin, we are desperately need to read it now, because Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam read it in a time of natural disaster, when the eclipse of the sun, and that narrated by Imam Ahmad. We need Surah Yasin for our mayyit. We need Surah Yasin in one night so that we can get kafara and maghfira from Allah. We need Surah Yasin because we are unable to make khatam of Quran, so this surah will help us to get the reward of the Quran. We read Surah in the daytime, Surah Yasin in the daytime, for qada'ul hajat. We need that Allah ease our life. Life is very difficult. That's why we encourage the Ummah not only to read Surah Yasin, to understand Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin is Makkiyah. Surah Yasin got the entire aqidah of Islam. Surah Yasin got proof and evidence of everything about Akhirah and in dunya. Surah Yasin is the praising words of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah took an oath by his name. Surah Yasin is a crown for the people of taqwa and iman. Surah Yasin is the scenario of Hashr and Akhirah. Surah Yasin is the greatness of Quran on it. Surah Yasin, when you read it in the time of Sakarat, from the heart of Quran to the heart of the mayit straight, Allah save him from the azab of Qabr. Surah Yasin, it is the heart of Quran from the heart of the believer to the heart of the mayit. Surah Yasin is honor and that ni'mat. When we read it for the kuffar, they will know who's Allah and His Rasul. Surah Yasin is the ni'mat that shows you how to pass the sirat. Surah Yasin is also a statement about Banu Salama. When they hate that they are not living next to Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi. But Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala told them, distance doesn't make a difference. Actually, the far house from the masjid, you get more reward. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, سَنَكْتُبُ وَنَكْتُبُ آثَارَهُمْ. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your homes, writing your footsteps. Ummatul Islam, Surah Yasin, describing the Quran al-Kareem as Imamun Mubin. Surah Yasin, describing the Qudrat of Allah. Surah Yasin, giving the Qudrat of Allah in this dunya. That's why we encourage every Muslim, don't miss Surah Yasin. You need it. You need it while you are there in your life. You need Surah Yasin because it's sympathy for those who have been oppressed. Surah Yasin is a warning and message for the zalim and dictator. Come and see what Allah dealt with such people like you. Surah Yasin is talking about the Qudrat of Allah. Innama amruhu idha arada shay'an ay yaqula lahu kun fayakun. No asbab, no means. That's why we encourage the Ummah of Islam, please don't separate yourself from that surah. Got khayrul darain, you get fa'ida. Teach your children about Surah Yasin, not only a Friday. Every day, day and night, read Surah Yasin. You will see kun fayakun in your life. You will see the miracle of Allah and the Qudrat of Allah. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will assist you in your problem. With yaqeen in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You will know how much muhabba Allah place in your heart towards Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and towards Akhirah. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accept our Surah Yasin for all the marhumeen. And may Allah use Surah Yasin as tawbah for all of us. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala fill our heart with the kalimat and words and letters of Surah Yasin. And may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala ease the way of the Muslimin to recite and understand the meaning of Surah Yasin. Brothers and sisters in Islam, unfortunately my time is up. Inshallah, we'll see you next week. Shukran jazeelan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.